Call it determination, call it follow through, or just call it pure stubbornness. One Tri-Cities man has found a way to beat the heat and the cold. He's jumped into the Columbia River for 300 months straight. Correspondent Courtney Flatt tagged along on his latest plunge off a sandy beach in Richland.
For the past 25 years, Greg Patton has spent at least a few moments each month jumping in the Columbia River.
All right.
And it actually makes you feel good. Sometimes I'd come up here and I'd be like sick or feeling bad, and it kind of gives you some of that endorphins. And if you were having a bad day, you just come hit the river and nothing else, you got your river jump in.
This most recent jump is on the first really hot day of the year. The rules are simple. Wear running shorts and swim 3 underwater strokes.
So the winner, the biggest thing is just not hesitate.
He says it all started with some running buddies.
We'd run at lunch, usually do about 6-7 miles. And on the way back in the summer, we just started swimming.
And a bet.
We just kind of said, hey, let's see who will jump in last. You know, next thing we know, it's December. And
Patton only had one man standing left to beat. Little did his fellow runner friends know, this wasn't Patton's first time river jumping. He did this back in West Virginia, in the Tigert Valley River.
It was more of just a flat out dare who would jump in.
So, do you remember who came up with the dare in the first place? Was it you?
I think it probably was. That's.
So he outlasted his buddies through hot times.
You know, the weirdest thing is as the summer comes in, you get a lot of the milfoil and you get the weeds.
Nice times.
September's nice, really nice.
What do you like about September?
It's just warm and the river's warm. October's kind of nice. You know, winter's coming and just kind of enjoy the last warm water, and you know, you got to pay your dues after that.
And cold times. His dues came in the form of 38-ish degree water temperatures. But he says it's not really a big deal after a good heart-pumping run.
So it's kind of like coming out of a sauna and hitting the water. What would really humble you is if you ever went in a second time. It would really, that's when you really feel the temperature of the river. It's got to be respected. You can't really take it lightly. I didn't used to tell a lot of people about it.
He's pretty sure his mom doesn't know yet. Sorry to break the bad news, Mrs. Patton. Patton says people shouldn't casually jump in. In fact, the running club had one other rule. No witness, no counting the jump. That's mostly because of the cold water temps.
But we go in shallow water, just up to your waist, and jump in.
When he's not in the water, Patton works about a mile upstream at Pacific Northwest National Laboratory.
Did a lot of hampered environmental monitoring, surveillance. So it's the first 25 years working real heavily on the river. So it's just a pretty special place.
The closest he came to missing a month involved an injury and ankle surgery.
I was trying to figure out how to keep the streak going. So I jumped in Groundhog Day, February 2nd. Had surgery the next day.
The next month, he jumped in with his crutches and walking boots still on. His wife, Tracy Moran Patton, remembers that jump. She's a former nurse.
I knew he's committed when he went in with crutches, and my inner nurse tried not to object too loudly.
Now that he's hit 300, his daughter, Brooke Leggett, says she doesn't see an end.
This stubborn man can't stop jumping in the river. He said he's gonna quit, I think 50 jumps ago, 100 jumps ago. He just keeps going, so every time he tells us he's going to stop, we know he won't.
Well, there's 300 months in a row.
300,
I thought it was 250.
No, 300 months.
I'm Courtney Flatt, warm and dry, on the banks of the Columbia River.